Good afternoon, Tuscola sports fans. I am Branson Reese, along with Kenny Moyle. And Kenny, what started out as a beautiful day has turned to a cloudy day.
Cloudy, blustery, cool, winds blowing. I reckon these umpires said, let's get going. They started this game a little early before we were ready to go on the air. So,
yeah, there is a threat of a shower coming through, so they want to go ahead and try to get this game going and started. If you'll bear with us, we will give you a lineup for both teams. And as we go, we'll talk a little bit about both teams and the records and everything.
North Henderson is already at bat here in the top of the first inning. Makila Kenning pitching for Tuscola.
Leading off for North Henderson today will be Aaliyah Mendoza.
She struck out.
Next will be Jenna Buchanan.
She just singled to right center field.
Next up will be Carly Honeycutt. Then Polly Hill will be hitting for North Henderson. Then Abby Edwards will be hitting fifth for North Henderson. Hitting sixth will be Camry Rowe. Hitting seventh for North Henderson will be Megan Heatherly. Hitting eighth will be Ashley Herrera. And ninth will be Dakota Smith. And next up, Kenny, for North Henderson,
will be the cleanup hitter, number four, Holly Hill. She's playing first base today, left-handed batter. We got two outs. Honeycutt just grounded out to second base. Two outs. We have a runner on second. Makila Kenning pitching for Tuscola today. She struck out the leadoff hitter, gave up a single to the second hitter, and there's a ground ball to the second baseman. Three away.
The third out. And like we said, Jordan Kilsing pitched the first time against this North Henderson bunch. And Kenny, I mean, I'll be honest, they are struggling. They're 1-8, 0-7 in the conference. And so I guess, you know, sort of give Tuscola, you know, sort of help their roster. They start McKenna Keeling today in the circle, which is a good start. She's a senior. She's earned her chance. And so she come out of the first inning looking really good right here.
She's, we're sorry about getting started late on the lineup. Like I said, they started this game about 10 minutes early today. And we're getting a little bit of sprinkle of rain right now. Hopefully this is going to blow out. I think it's said it wasn't going to last long, but it's starting to lighten up at Branson, the clouds back there in the background, so maybe this will blow out here pretty quick. Let me give you the lineup for Tuscola Mountaineers, right? Leading off will be the catcher, Heather Carver. Batting second, base will be Melody Hanna. Batting third in center field is Faith Robinson. Cleaning up spot today is Sarah Arrington. She's playing first base. Batting fifth, Jordan Kielsen, playing third base. Madison Brooks is in left field. She'll be batting sixth. Savannah Buchanan, the shortstop, will be batting seventh. Ellie Harris in right field, batting eighth. And McKenna Keeling pitching, and she'll be in the ninth spot.
You are listening to Tuscola Softball on 101.7 FM and 920 AM, WPTL Canton.
Got a real treat today. We broadcast and streaming on Tuscola Sports Radio, and we get to do live on WPTL, FM, and AM. Branson, that's a real treat for us.
It is a real treat, and, you know, this is a testament of what, you know, WPTL and Canton's doing, trying to, you know, they're broadening it out to Waynesville to let us, you know, let the people in Waynesville listen to, you know, one of their own sports teams, you know, and that's really good.
That's exactly right.
That.
We want to thank Terrell Evans and her father, Bill Reck, for all they do for sports here in Haywood County. They do a lot.
Up for Tuscola now in the bottom of the first inning is Heather Carver. She takes the first pitch ball. Heather starting leading off today. She's looking about a position off from where she normally hits it. She's normally hitting about the second or third position.
Last year she was the leadoff hitter all year long, so I think Coach Gibb just tweaking her lineup just a little bit.
Second pitch in the dirt for ball two now.
Heather's a great leadoff hitter. She's fast. She makes contact. You know she's going to hit it somewhere. So, you know, that's your perfect leadoff hitter anyway. Pitcher is Camry Rowe for North Henderson.
Pitch coming out for Heather Carver from Tuscola. Low again. Heather Carver way ahead in the count now. 3 balls and no strikes.
Rowe looks like a pitcher out there. She's tall.
Carver stepping back in the box now. Rowe from North Henderson starting her wind up. Heather Carver taking strike one now. Still way ahead in the count. 3 balls and a strike. Again, I believe she'll be free to swing here if she gets the pitch that she wants.
Yeah, I think they'll give her the green light. She's a great contact hitter.
Rowe starting to wind up. In the dirt, walks Heather Carver. Runner now on first for Tuscola. Melody Hanna now up to bat for Tuscola. And Melody, another one of those solid contact hitters for Tuscola.
Melody's playing second base today. She moved from shortstop last year when she wasn't pitching to second base this year.
First pitch coming to Melody Hanna. Hit. Going to be foul for strike one. And Heather Carver, she was on her horse. She was already around second base, Kenny, when that ball hit. Foul.
She's fast, I tell you. You look for her to go anytime.
Melody Hanna stepping back in the box now, awaiting the next pitch from Rowe from North Henderson. Lays off the high pitch. Heather Carver running.
Nobody at second. Throw down. Nobody there.
Heather Carver will be safely to third base. Ball rolling around. Picked up now.
Nobody was covering. That was an odd situation right there.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Hometown Hardware with 3 locations, one near you. Hometown Hardware has all your hardware, paint, and plumbing supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. And Kenny, we're going to do the keys of the game as we go here. And I think Tuscola is just going to keep rolling, keep hitting the bats, rolling, you know.
Well, the thing is, it's an odd situation this year in Tuscola, girl. They're hot and cold. They'll come out hot as a firecracker one game and then come out cold the next game. And they beat some really good teams. And then they've lost a couple of games that they should have won. So,
and to be honest, Kenny, that you're exactly right. The last, you know, 2 weeks have been really tough on them. They lost 3-2 against North Buncombe last Tuesday here. Had the tying and winning run on second, third. Melody Hanna hitting the third base. She'll be out at first, but Heather Carver will score to make the score now. Tuscola 1, North Henderson 0. And that game, Kenny, was a tough one to lose because both were undefeated in the conference. And, you know, like I said, it was a great one-run game. So then they go to Thursday when we had the snow. We were out North Henderson, or excuse me, T.C. Robertson had school. So they moved the game to over to T.C. So they lost that game by a run. So they lost 2 conference games, but then came back Friday for a conference game against Irwin and run ruled Irwin 11-1. Then Tuesday they played A.C. Reynolds and got beat by a run there. So
I think that was an 8-inning ball game, Branson.
It was. And, you know, 3 of their 4 games have been one-run losses. So, I mean, they're in every game. So they're not getting blown out. So, I mean, it's just one of those. You're just going to have to settle down, have your seniors, you know, be productive, you know, be the leaders of the team and lead this team.
Then they came back earlier here in the week and beat Inca 1-0. We've beat Inca twice this year. Now, that's an accomplishment right there. You know, if you beat the Inca Sugar Jets as good a program as they have, you've done something. So it's just a matter of the key of the game today, how our bats come out today. If we come out hitting, we'll be all right.
Faith Robinson now count 2 balls and a strike with 1 out. Ball low in the dirt. Faith Robinson now way ahead, 3 balls and a strike. No runners on as Tuscola is leading right now, 1-0 over North Henderson. Rowe for North Henderson starting her wind up. Robinson waits. Jams her on the inside. Ball rolls foul. Runs the count now full to 3-2 on Faith Robinson. Kenny, these girls are they're a power. We are a power hitting team, so we should win this pretty easy.
Once they get our bats rolling, you know we're going to be.
Faith Robinson taking ball.
We're hard to handle, but this pitcher right here for North Henderson, she's.
Now batting for the Mountaineers, number 8.
I don't believe she's quite got the confidence out there right now. She looks sort of.
Well, you know, and here's another thing that plays into her advantage is, you know, Tuscola's seen all these pitchers that are fast pitching. Now she's not as fast as what they're normally used
That's
to
true.
Seeing. And it's kind of throwing us off a little bit. And see right there, Sarah Harrington was way ahead of that one.
Yeah, pulling it around. Yeah, you're right.
And so they're just going to have to settle down and start hitting, you know, take another extra step right there in order to get that the hit that they need.
It is hard to adjust when you face a lot of, you know, really fast pitchers. Then you come in and you get somebody slower. I've seen it, you know, it happens in baseball, softball. It messes them up. Faith Robinson steals second base on the run. Throw down to second, not in time. Faith safe on second. We have a runner on second now. One out. 1-1 count on Sarah Arrington. Sarah Arrington, a power hitter. I think she's homered a couple of times already this year. There's a long foul ball left field. All 2 strikes on Sarah Arrington.
She got way ahead of that one, too, right there, Kenny.
Yeah, we're out in front on this girl, you know, because we were saying she just looks a little not confident out there, and she's not throwing that hard. But like we said, it does mess you up. So one time through the batting order, I think we'll time it. See, well, they're so far out in front of you. That foul ball jerked foul to left field.
Faith Robinson still running right now on second, and one out for Tuscola. Sarah Arrington with a count of 1-2. And she's just way ahead. This is one of those deals that she just needs to, you know, start her swing later, which is, you know, you want everybody to be on time swinging. But and there's another foul. So that's 4.
Still way out in front of that ball.
4 she's hit foul. And the pitcher is ahead in the count right now with 1-2. But I think that Sarah's actually one ahead as long as she doesn't throw or something right here that Sarah's not used to seeing.
It's over, I hope, Branson. Well, you know, like you said, it started out to be a beautiful day. Now it's cloudy right here. The wind's blowing pretty brisk. It's temperature's dropped probably 10 degrees. It's really cool right now.
Sarah Arrington taking the next ball high. Count now, 2-2. Faith Robinson, the long Tuscola runner on base with 1.
We won't know how to act when we get a real warm day for a ball game, Branson, will we?
That's true. Yes. Popped to the infield. Comes running up, makes the catch for the 2nd now for North Henderson. North Henderson, like we said, they're overall record is 1-8. They have a win against Hendersonville, but their losses are Inca, East Henderson, West Henderson, Irwin, T.C. Robertson, North Buncombe, Asheville, and Tuscola the first time they played. Next up now for Tuscola is Jordan Kilsing hitting in the 5 spot. Pitch coming. Jordan hit one. Looks like it's going to go foul.
She's out in front of it, too. You know, that's another thing, though. You know, Sarah Arrington there, the last batter up. You know, when you get face a pitcher that's throwing slower like that, you can't get anything on it. You know, she swung good, but got underneath it, popped it up to the shortstop. You just can't get anything on it good because your timing's so much off.
Coming out from Rowe from North Henderson, inside from Jordan Kilson, make the count now, 1-1. Tuscola has 1 runner on, Faith Robinson on 2nd with 2. Tuscola wearing white top with yellow with a black outline with black pants with a yellow piping down the side with black socks today. North Henderson wearing their purple tops with a black end outlined in white. No piping and purple socks. Jordan Kelsey hitting another one foul. Count now on Jordan Kelsey. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Everybody's been out in front of it so far today, Branson. This, like we said, this slower pitcher right here, it's sort of got her timing off right here. Now we're getting a little bit of sprinkle, a heavier sprinkle rain.
Hopefully it's moving out on us. Ball in the dirt for ball 3. Faith Robinson got about halfway down to third, decided she wanted to go back, and she about got herself in a pickle right there. North Henderson, I looked at some of their previous games, and they were in several games, Kenny, and they just, you know, I don't know if it's pitching or what. Fouled off again for Jordan Kelson. Count remains the same, 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Jordan, just like the rest here, she's out in front of everything right now, Branson.
Tuscola now also getting in the conference. We're overall 8-4. Swing and strike on Jordan Kilson right there for the third out as we move after the top half of the first inning, or excuse me, the end of the first. Tuscola 1, North Henderson 0. You are listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Leewood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experienced lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Ah, let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history. Oh, I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in North Carolina learn from participating in high school sports?
Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
All right, Tuscola sports fans, we are back now. The top of the second inning is your Tuscola Lady Mountaineers are leading 1-0. And Kenny?
Got Abby Edwards leading off here. These umpires are speeding this game along, Branson. They're already...
Good solid hit right there. We'll be down.
Abby Edwards playing third base today. Singles to center field.
Next up for North Henderson Lady Knights will be Camry Rowe, the pitcher. And, Kenny, I was going to say, Tuscola, you know, having an 8-4 record with conference being 7-3, you know, like you said, we've swept Inca for the year. We beat North Henderson the first time we played them, beat Pisgah there, beat AC Reynolds here, beat Asheville over there, West Henderson away, and last week's Irwin game with losses to Brevard, North Buncombe, TC, and Reynolds. So you know, these girls are going to have to get, I mean, with North Buncombe staying undefeated because they won yesterday against T.C. Robertson, you know, Tuscola's going to have to help themselves to stay in this conference.
This second half of the conference season, they're going to have to really bear down. They do. You're right. You know, there's no easy games, really. I mean, you know, you take T.C., Reynolds, and Inca. You're in a tough conference right now.
Road for North Anderson now with a count, one ball, one strike against McKenna Keeling. And, Kenny, I tell you, McKenna, she's one of those girls that the first year I coached, she was on my team, and she's one of those that's a very coachable kid that's super nice, always has a super attitude, and I'm glad that they're giving her this chance to pitch today.
Well, she's doing a good job out there right now. She looks relaxed. She's throwing the ball well.
Heather Carver with a throw down to first, keeping that runner honest, and McKenna Keeling now starting her wind-up.
Oh, good pitch right there from McKenna. Change-up, off-speed pitch. Got Rowe to go after it.
For the first out of the here in the top of the second inning. North Anderson with a runner on first, one out. McKenna Keeling starting off with a strike here.
Good pitch right there.
Against Megan Heatherly. Heatherly waiting for the next pitch. McKenna Keeling. Oh, just a bit outside. Good pitch, though. Carver had it framed up just nice. Count now, one ball, one strike on Megan Heatherly. Swing and a miss for strike two. Count now, one ball, two strikes. Runner on first with one out. As Tuscola still leads right here in the top of the second inning. Tuscola 1, North Henderson 0.
A little low on that one, but good pitch right there.
Good pitch to try to make her chase for the third strike. Count now, two balls, two strikes.
Next, beautiful pitch.
Good pitch right there on the corner for strike three for the second out of the inning here. Good job by McKenna. Next up for North Henderson is Ashley Herrera. Stepping into the box, McKenna Keeling starting her windup. Pitch coming, swing and a miss for strike one. Good pitch by McKenna to get ahead right there in the count. No balls and a strike.
Loretta's the right fielder. She's batting in the eighth spot. McKenna's throwing well right now.
She is throwing well. Another pitch on the outside corner now. Count, no balls, two strikes. Runner still on first for North Henderson with two outs here in the top of the second. Swing and a miss for strike three. That's a good half inning by McKenna right there.
Struck out the side right there.
Yep, struck out.
One single and then three strikeouts in a row right there. So McKenna's really, she's bearing down. She's throwing well, Branson.
She is throwing good.
All right.
Tuscola Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA at 492-0599, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. And Kenny, I would say with her being a CPA, I'd say she's getting ready to see a lot of
busy
business.
Time of the year right now.
The IRS man comes calling around April.
We've got Madison Brooks leading off for the Mountaineers in the bottom half of the second inning. Madison's playing left field. She's batting in the sixth spot. Then she'll be followed by Savannah Buchanan. She's shortstop, batting in the seventh spot. Ellie Harris playing right field. Be batting third this inning.
So Madison Brooks now taking a walk up to the box here.
Number 12, Madison Brooks.
Brooks is another one of those seniors, Kenny, that she's played for the last few years on varsity. And she's earned her spot playing, too.
We've got a bunch of seniors on team this year, but, you know, that, as we've said, they're playing well together. We've won some big ball games this year so far.
Madison Brooks taking a high pitch for ball one here in the bottom half of the second inning. Taking a sign from Coach Page down on the third.
I'm curious to see how this second half of the season does play out. That's what I'm talking about right there on that foul ball that she hit right there. See, this slower pitcher, you just can't get nothing on it. You know, their timing's off.
Next pitch fouled off for a strike for Madison Brooks. Count now one ball, one strike. And Kenny, they're getting their arms extended. It looks like they're hitting just right off the handle, right above the grip.
Usually, first time through the batting order like that. Now, when we come through the second time through the batting order, I think you'll see the difference. They've timed her, they've watched her, they've seen her. So,
count now two balls and a strike on Madison Brooks. Pitch coming from Rowe, right off the handle again, but to the shortstop. Shortstop misplays it. Madison will be safe at first. They have a runner on here in the bottom of the second. Next up for Tuscola Lady Mountaineers will be Savannah Buchanan. Again, like we were talking about the seniors, another senior, and she's one of these seniors that has started for the last 4 years.
I tell you, she's batting down in the batting order today. She's batting seventh, but let me tell you something. She's going to hit it somewhere. She's one of those hitters. We've said that before, you know she's going to hit it.
Takes first pitch high for ball one. Runner on first. Madison Brooks with no outs here in the bottom of the second. Pitch coming from Rowe. Fouled off. Count now one ball, one strike. Tuscola has several girls committed to play softball in college after high school. And Savannah's one of those girls at Belmont Abbey down in Belmont, North Carolina. Good solid hit by Savannah right there. Hit to left field. Left fielder misplays. Madison Brooks around the third base, sending her home. Ball's coming to the infield. There will be a play at the plate. Madison will be safe. Savannah will hold up on second with a stand-up double. Good solid hit by Savannah right there.
Good hit, yeah. Solid hit to left field. Left fielder just overrun the ball and allowed the runners to come on around. Savannah's on second now. No outs.
Next up will be Haley Harris for Tuscola. Haley's a junior, one of the juniors that starts for the varsity team. Hits the first pitch off the end of the bat, right at pitcher Rowe. She makes the throw to first for the first out. Savannah Buchanan advances the third. Now with Tuscola having a runner on third with one out, your Tuscola Mountaineers are leading right now 2-0 over North Henderson.
McKenna Keeling, the pitcher, batting in the ninth spot up.
McKenna stepping in the box.
She
ball low outside for ball
one. She can help herself out here, runner on third. Good ground ball will score this run.
McKenna stepping back in the box now. Pitch coming. High outside for ball two. Savannah heading the count. Excuse me, McKenna heading the count now. Two balls, no strikes with an out. Pitch coming from Rowe. High.
Ooh.
Umpire called it a strike. Count now, two balls and a strike on McKenna Keeling. After McKenna, will be back to the top of the order, Kenny, and maybe that'll have these girls, used to this pitcher now.
That pitch looked a little high right there, but
McKenna swings, hits it, Rowe catches it, throw to first. She'll be out. Savannah Buchanan scores now to make Tuscola 3, North Henderson 0. Two outs now for Tuscola. Up now for Heather is Heather Carver.
A leadoff hitter up. Let's see the second time around, Branson, if we can time her now and get the bat on the ball a little more solid this inning.
First pitch coming to Heather Carver, be low outside for ball one. Tuscola working right now in the bottom of the second with two outs, leading 3-0 over North Henderson. Rose starting her wind up, coming home with a pitch. Heather Carver laying off a high inside pitch for ball two. Count now, two balls and no strikes on Heather Carver.
Branson, it sprinkles for a few minutes on us, and then it quits. Then it starts again and quits.
You see the cloud with the silver lining, but you're wanting to get up.
And, whoa.
And Heather Carver just about took out the on-deck hitter.
Wow, she jerked that one way out in front of it again. Jerked that foul ball over to the third base dugout. Yeah, and just almost took out the on-deck hitter.
And when you see these, you know, these slow pitchers, you know, a lot of times it goes, yes, I'll be able to, you know, hit this. But, you know, after seeing certain pitchers the way they do, you know, this play is in North Henderson's favor.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, Heather was way out in front of that one.
Count now on Heather Carter, 2-0, pitch coming high. Runs the count now, 3-0. Tuscola has 2 outs, no runners on right now. Carver stepping back in the box. Pitch coming from Rowe. Heather Carver.
Oh,
that was a little high.
Well, that looked a little high right there. I don't know.
Umpire must have had a raindrop hit him in the eye, Kenny. but anyways, he called a strike. Full count now, 3-2 on Heather Carver. Believe he's wanting our girls to swing at pitches, Kenny. So Heather Carver does.
Heather way out in front of that one again.
Hits one over across the road into the farm.
Hate to sound like a stuck record, but that's what we've done the first time through the batting order, and we're just out in front of the ball, way out in front of it.
Pitch coming now in the dirt. Heather Carver taking ball 4. Now the runner on first with 2 outs, we have Melody Hanna up to bat.
Batting for the Mountaineers, number 4, Melody.
Melody's another one of those who's not afraid to hit the ball here.
She's consistent right there now. She hit into fielder's choice her first time up, but knocked in that first run.
Road dusting off the rubber. Here she comes with the first pitch inside to Melody Hanna. For ball 1, Heather Carver took a lead off first, but got back. Catcher making an attempt like she's going to throw. Draws her back to the bag. Hanna steps into the batter's box now. Waiting the next pitch. Hit by Melody Hanna down.
There we are again. You know, way out in front of it. Jerked a foul ball almost in the third base dugout.
It almost looks like the Coach Page has a target on her, and they're like hitting at her right there, Kenny, because everyone that's been fouled down on the ground has been right at her.
You know, I don't know what we can do. They're back in the box, you know, and they're just so far out in front of it right now. I don't know what else you can do.
No. Next pitch coming, 1-1 count on Melody Hanna. Heather Carver steals, will be safe at second.
Pass ball caught by the catcher.
Count now on Melody Hanna, 2-0. Tuscola has a runner on second with 2 outs here. Bottom of the second inning.
Heather's fast. I wouldn't be surprised to see her go to third.
Pitch coming from North Henderson's row. Melody Hanna strikes one down to third base and went over the third baseman's head, and left fielder come running in for a great catch right there.
Had her played perfect right there. She was playing toward the line in left field and just cut her off, standing right there in position. You couldn't ask for no better.
Tuscola sports fans, you are listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Timeout Markets and Eagle's Nest Grocery proudly support the Tuscola Mountaineers softball and baseball teams. Heading out to the game, make sure you stop by Eagle's Nest Grocery or Timeout Markets for all your pregame needs, from gas to snacks and drinks. They're located throughout the area. No matter where you live in Haywood County, there's a store near you. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 till 11, and Sunday, 7 until 11.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
All All right, Tuscola sports fans, we are back now here in the top of the third inning as your Tuscola Lady Mountaineers are leading 3-0 over the North Henderson Lady Knights. And, Kenny, that's looks like Tuscola is off to a little bit of a slow start, but you have to think that the bats are going to be rolling, get rolling here, you know, as we move on into the game.
Like I said, I'm curious to see how they react now to the pitching right here. We've got Dakota Smith. She's the number 9 hitter for the Lady Knights. She's playing center field. Then we've got Alaya Mendoza, the leadoff hitter, coming up second. So Aquila's going to be facing the top of the order here in just a minute.
As Dakota Smith steps into the box now, McKenna Keeling, first pitch, swinging. Savannah McKinnon plays it at third, short. Miss throws, ball skips. Heather Carver was backing her up on that throw right there, Kenny, which was a good job because the runner did the right thing. She turned right instead of turning left like she's going to go. And Heather backing her up kept that runner from moving to second.
Heather amazes me, though. Boy, she's quick down that line, a ground ball hit, and she's when the ball's, you know, misplaced or that right there at first base, she's right behind the first baseman backing her up. So,
first pitch to Aaliyah Mendoza in the dirt for ball one. Count now 1-0, no strikes. Runner on first for North Henderson with no outs. Here in the top of the third inning, pitch coming, swing and a miss for strike one. Count 1-1 on Aaliyah Mendoza.
She's the leadoff hitter. She struck out her first time up to bat.
Throw back down to first. Ball on the outside to Mendoza for ball two. Count now 2-2. Heather Carver making a throw down to first. The runner got back safe.
They better not get off her too far because Heather is not afraid to throw down to first. Now she will throw it back on you.
Next pitch fouled off. Count now 2-2 and remain on first.
This North Henderson team, they saw Heather last year, the catcher back here, and they've seen her one time already this year. I don't think they'll run on her.
Ball hit to Melody Hanna at second. Melody throws to second for the first out. Get that lead runner. One out now here in the top of the third inning.
Good play.
First. Next up will be Jenna Buchanan from North Henderson. Taking a look at McKenna Keeling as she comes with the first pitch. Swinging a miss.
Oh, good pitch right there. Off speed pitch.
Good pitch by McKenna.
Yeah.
Yes. For strike one. Runner on first with one out. Buchanan with a 0-1 count. Swing right off the end of the bat. Runners will be safe. Kenny, that was one of those hit that went just over McKenna Keeling's head and rolled just past second base. And by the time that Melody Hanna or Savannah could get to it, she was safe at second. So there were.
I don't know if it's just me or what, Branson, but it seemed like every ball that's hit today just dies. I mean, that ball just, you know, it's not deep outfield. It just.
Next up is Carly Honeycutt for North Henderson. Taking a strike, a ball for the first pitch being a strike. Runners on first and second now with one out for North Henderson. Kenna Keeling coming. Swing back up. Ball hit back up the middle to Faith Robinson. Faith Robinson throwing the ball in. Now, Kenny, we've got bases loaded for North Henderson with one out.
Two singles in a row right there.
Holly Hill, North Henderson's number four hitter's up.
She grounded out to the second baseman the first time up.
All right, now let's go.
First pitch coming. Holly Hill swinging. Ball high.
It should be
infield,
a field
fly.
Infield fly.
For the out. Runner comes running home. Bad throw from Savannah to Jordan Kilsing to try to get the out. But one run is in to make the score now. Tuscola 3. North Henderson 1.
Even though that was infield fly, your infielders have to be awake because they run at their own risk. Even if it is an infield fly, the batter's out, but and that's what happened right there. Savannah Buchanan had her back to the infield as she was going after that ball, and then the girl on third base, she when the ball hit the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. Infield fly was called, and the runner stayed on first, but the infield fly was called. So
now the runner's out.
There's actually runner
there
on second and third now. North Henderson's coach is coming out talking to the umpire, asking, because Savannah, when she went to catch it, once the infield fly is called, the out is automatically made, but it's up to the runners on base to decide whether they want to run or not.
Yeah, you run at your own risk.
When Savannah dropped it, Savannah had her back to home, and the girl on third ran home to be safe. And the girl at second was running to third, and Savannah went to throw a wet ball. It got away from her to Jordan Kielsen at third. So that's why we have runners at second and third now. Two outs.
Here comes our rain again, Branson.
Abby Edwards up for North Henderson now, taking a foul. Count on her now. One ball, two strikes. Runners on second and third for North Henderson.
We're getting the wind and rain both right now, Branson. I'll tell you, this is getting to be a raw afternoon out here.
It is. It's a blustery day. It was in the 50s today, but with the wind blowing, it changed it up. Ball in the dirt now. Full count on Abby Edwards here with three balls, two strikes. Going to switch balls out. This one's getting wet. Kenny King with a dry ball now. Pitch coming out in the dirt for ball four to load the bases again. Pitcher Cammie Rowe up now for North Henderson.
Cammie's the pitcher. She struck out her first time up.
Stepping in the batter's box now. McKenna Keelan taking a look. Heather Carver giving her a pitch. Pitch coming in the dirt for ball one.
Makes it tough on a pitcher right now, this weather like this, Branson. The wind blowing, cold, it's raining. McKenna just needs to concentrate right here, get her batter.
Rowe steps back into the box. Ball in the dirt again, runners coming home. Score now, Henderson 2 here in the top of the third inning. As the rain continues to fall here, it doesn't make it easier to hold on to the ball. Coach Page coming out to have a talk with McKenna here. Kenny, we'll go ahead and next week for Tuscola Sports Radio, Monday we will be at Franklin doing baseball.
And 7 o'clock game, I believe, Branson.
You're exactly right. 7 o'clock, and then Tuesday night we'll be playing against Pisgah here, and then Thursday night will be a special treat for pretty much all of us. Kenny, we'll be playing Robbinsville at Western Carolina University on their softball field, and that's I've looked forward to that one since we saw the schedule come out, Kenny.
Yeah, they've got a real nice complex. That's going to be really fun to do that one over there.
Rowe taking the first pitch outside right there for another pitch. Count now, three balls, no strikes.
No place to put her, McKinn. You're going to have to throw strikes.
High outside pitch right there for ball four. One run will be walked in here. Oh, excuse me.
We scored on that pass ball, so now we've just got the bases loaded. Right.
That's right. I apologize. The rain falling, trying to keep the equipment dry. Strike one.
He just picked her off at third base right there. Oh, beautiful throw by Heather Carver down to Jordan Kielsen. Caught the girl off base and three away.
McKenna making a great first pitch right there for a strike. Heather Carver with that strong arm that she has makes a throw down, catches the runner leaning for the third out. Good job by Tuscola right there.
Yeah, this is a it makes it tough. Hey, we're trying to cover equipment up and keep it dry. It's raining on us and trying to keep up with the game at the same time. And
Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family. Kenny, this is what's supposed to be a fun spring game has turned out to be a miserable rainy game.
This is tough on you, I'll tell you right now. It sure is.
Tuscola leading here now in the bottom of the third, 3-2 against North Henderson. Kenny, they're going to have to get the bats rolling here. First game, you know, like we said, when they played, it was a they were ahead.
I played umpire back here. I think, you know, he was he was looking at that weather a while ago before this game started. He's out here in his short sleeve shirt. And
I believe he may be second thinking this short sleeve stuff now.
We're getting a good rain, and we're back here moving our little table under the stairs up to the press box here to keep our stuff dry. And I know it's tough on those girls out there too, Rance, and it's hard, you know, in a game whenever you're being cold and it's raining. Leading off, it
needs to be ordered up right now for the Lady Mountaineers.
First pitch throw hits Faith Robinson, so that'll put a runner on now here in the bottom of the third inning.
That's like we're talking about, it's hard for these girls too out there. Rose pitch that time and high and inside.
Caught Faith Robinson in the back. Sarah Arrington up to bat now. She's the first baseman batting cleanup. Nobody out. Bottom of the third. Scores 3-2. Lady Mountaineers right now.
Switching balls out here for the pitcher so they'll have something to grip onto. Runner on first, Faith Robinson. No outs here in the bottom of the third. Pitch coming to Sarah Arrington in the dirt. Faith Robinson taking off. We'll be safe at second. Taking a look now, rounding third. Sarah Arrington taking ball one.
Rain's coming down a little harder now, Branson. Field looks still in good shape, though.
They work on these fields tirelessly, Kenny, and I think they'll be good.
Well, it seems to be hanging around over us right now. It's supposed to be here for about 6 o'clock to about 7, and it's supposed to be gone, but seems to be hanging around over us right now.
Count now two balls, no strikes on Sarah Arrington. Fouling the next pitch off. Count two balls and a strike now on Sarah Arrington. Faith Robinson, the lone runner on second for Tuscola. Drying the ball off here. Kenny, they say spring showers bring April flowers. It may be even May flowers, but
I don't know. It feels like it's going to snow to me right now. I'm telling you, Sarah, way out in front of that ball again, still out in front of it. Our girls
count now: two balls, two strikes, no outs, runner on second for Tuscola.
We're putting a bat on the ball, Branson. We're just so far out in front of it. wherever get those balls in play, we'll have some people going around these bases. We're jerking it all, everything to left field.
Man,
almost one of those deals. If you could, you know, turn your body a little bit more in, maybe to help.
There again, almost
ball.
In the third base dugout. Foul ball.
Count remains 2-2 on Sarah Arrington. No outs. Runner on second, Faith Robinson for Tuscola. Sarah Arrington taking a couple signs from Coach Page on the third. Steps back into the batter's box now. Pitch coming from Rowe. Sarrington hits it. Popped up in the infield. Third baseman catches it for the first out. So Faith Robinson will stay at second. One out now here in the bottom of the third inning.
There again, Branson, is what we were talking about earlier in the game right there. You know, you hit the ball, but you can't get anything on it good. You know, if we're not out in front of jerking it foul, you're popping it up.
Jordan Kelsey now up for Tuscola.
Jordan struck out her first time up.
First pitch coming. Swing and fouled off for strike one. Rowe getting ahead in the count here.
Jordan, the fifth hitter in the lineup this afternoon.
Stepping back into the box here, awaiting the next pitch from Rowe from North Henderson. Swing and a miss for strike two. Rowe way ahead in the count here now. No balls, 2 and an out. Runner remains on second, Faith Robinson. Pitch coming from Rowe here, starting to wind up. Swing and hit, but it's going to be a foul.
Jordan hit that a long way, foul right there, but there again, she's out in front of it.
Good job by her right there, Kenny. That's she's staying with it, which is what they need. Just got to stick with this, you know, the pitcher, you know, seeing what they're seeing from her. Hopefully catch up on it and get some good solid hits like we've talked.
It's like you said earlier, we got to get some hits rolling right here. 3-2 ball game.
Next pitch coming from Rowe. High for ball one on Jordan Kelsey. Count now 1-2. One out with a runner on second for Tuscola. Bottom of the third as Tuscola is leading right now. 3-2 over North Henderson. Next pitch high for a ball. Runs the count now. 2-2 on Jordan Kelsey. Kelsey taking a few signs here from Coach Page. Steps into the box. Rowe starting her wind up. Really high. Faith Robinson taking off. Will be safe at third. Jordan Kelsey taking ball three. They're in the count now. Full 3-2. Tuscola still only has one out now here in the bottom of the third inning. Kelsey awaiting the next pitch. Rowe starting her wind up. In the dirt for ball four. Now Tuscola has runners on first and third with one out. Up to bat, Madison Brooks for Tuscola.
Number 12, Madison Brooks.
Still raining on us, Branson, but it got the sun out now.
I see blue sky, but I also see raindrops. First pitch coming from Madison Brooks here to inside for ball one. Runners acting like they were going to go. Runners will remain at first and third with one out here. Bottom of the third inning, Madison Brooks.
Madison hit a ground ball to the shortstop her first time up. Misplayed by the shortstop. She reached on. Hit by pitch.
Got hit by pitch. Loads the bases up now. Next up for Tuscola will be Savannah Buchanan.
Mountaineer
Savannah had a great hit last time up, Kenny.
This is a good situation for the Mountaineers right here. This is what you want. You got bases loaded, and you got one of your top hitters up the bat.
This is that senior leadership we was talking about, Kenny. Bases loaded. You know, Tuscola up 3-2 right now. One out. Nobody better right here. First pitch high.
Gets away from the catcher.
One run will be in. Faith Robinson will run the score now. Tuscola 4, North Henderson 2.
The thing is, like we were saying earlier, you know, Savannah's one of those, you know, she's going to hit it somewhere. When you got bases loaded and you got somebody like her up, you're going to score some runs.
Next ball high for ball 2. Count now, 2 balls, no strikes, 1 out. Runners did advance, so we have runners on 2nd and 3rd now for Tuscola with 1 out. Still a good situation for Savannah getting a good hit right here. Outside for ball 3. Savannah way ahead in count now. 3 balls, no strikes, 1 out.
Branson, I believe the rain's gone now, but...
Savannah taking ball 4 now. Load the bases up again with 1 out here. Bottom of the 3rd. Next up for Tuscola, Ellie Harris.
She grounded out to the pitcher. First time up.
Ellie stepping into the box now, waiting for the first pitch from Rowe. Rowe trying to find a good grip on a wet ball. Pitch coming. Ellie Harris hits it. Ball in the infield. Coming home with the throw. Runner will be safe at home to make the score now. 5-2, Tuscola over North Henderson. Kenny, that was one of those deals that, you know, the second baseman had time. She could have thrown the first to get that.
Yeah, that's just a throwing error on her part. You know, there's no way she's going to get that girl at home. She was already here.
McKenna Keelan. Taking a first pitch, fouled down third baseline, just went across the third base bag, foul. Strike 1 on McKenna Keelan here.
McKenna hit into a fielder's choice her first time up.
Still bases are full here with 1 out for Tuscola. McKenna Keelan looking at a 0-1 pitch here.
With 1 out, all she needs to do is put the ball on the ground somewhere, Branson. We're going to score a run off of it.
Tuscola is still leading right now 5-2 here in the bottom of the 3rd. Pitch coming in the dirt for a ball. Count now, 1 ball, 1 strike. Runners made a fake like they were going to come home, but then got back. Rose starting her windup. McKenna Keelan hitting. Ball high. Left fielder makes the catch for the 2nd out. Runners had started, Kenny, but...
Base running error on Coach Gibb, or Paige down there, Coach Paige telling her she took off halfway to home on a fly ball and should have been taken up.
Well, back to the top of the lineup again. Heather Carver up. Another senior. And, Kenny, you've got to think her eyes are... big right here. Chance, great. Bases loaded. Get a hold of one to get a grand slam right here.
Well, she's full well capable of doing that, Branson.
Fouls the first pitch off. Count now. No balls and a strike. Bases are loaded for Tuscola with 2 outs here. Bottom of the 3rd.
Heather needs to just time her right there. She's out in front of it again, but take your time straight and level out on it.
Carver taking a few signs from her coaches. Stepping back up into the batter's box. Rowe still trying to find her a grip on that wet ball. Pitch coming. Hit by Heather Carver, just foul.
Wow. Almost took the runner on third base's head off right there.
Rowe ahead in the count here. No balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs here in the bottom of the 3rd.
That was a line shot down the third base line right there, Branson.
Heather Carver stepping back into the box now, waiting the third pitch. Pitch coming. High for ball one.
Threw her a changeup right there, but a little high.
Count now, one ball, two strikes on Heather Carver. Bases loaded with two outs here. Pitch coming. High again for ball two. That one was high enough, Kenny, where it hit the backstop and got back to the catcher.
Yeah, didn't have time for that runner to come, no, on that one. But that's tough on a pitcher out there. You know, it when the ball's wet like that and you get cold, your hand's cold.
Pitch coming to Rowe now. High on Heather Carver. Count three balls, two strikes on Heather Carver.
The runners will be going. Nowhere to put her.
Heather Carver's fought back, started off an 0-2 count. Now battled back to a 3-2 count. Pitch coming from Rowe. Heather Carver hits it a sky high.
Too high.
Left fielder come running in. Run into left fielder to make the catch for the third out here to end the third inning. As we end the third inning, your Tuscola Lady Mountaineers are leading 5-2 over North Henderson. You are listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood. Security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. How can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline, ever. Generac has been designing and building home standby generators right here in the U.S. since 1959. Today, they're the number one brand in residential standby generators. Control your power. Control your life. With a Generac home standby generator. For a free quote from your electric cooperative, call Haywood EMC at 828-452-2281. They can do a turnkey installation and even offer low interest financing to qualified members.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, Tuscola fans, we are back now here in the top of the fourth inning as your Tuscola Lady Mountaineers are leading 5-2 over the Lady Knights from North Henderson.
We got the 7th, 8th, and 9th batters up this time, Branson. Megan Heatherly, Harata, and Smith.
You are listening to Tuscola Softball on 101.7 FM and 920 AM, WPTL Canton. Kenny, I think now, let's hope that since the rain sort of hopefully moved out, we can get these girls' bats rolling and they can get to scoring here.
I believe that temperature dropped 10 degrees after that rain there.
It did cool off. Megan Heatherly up now for North Henderson.
She struck out her first time at bat.
McKenna Keeling staying on the mound now for Tuscola. Taking a pitch call from Heather Carver. First pitch, swing and strike. Good pitch by McKenna Keelan right there to get ahead in the count. No balls and a strike. Next pitch swinging. Sarah Arrington fields it at first. Makes the easy play to first base for the first out here in the top of the fourth inning.
Next good way to start the inning. Two pitches, one out.
Next pitch, or next batter up, excuse me, for North Henderson is Ashley Herrera.
She struck out her first time up.
Steps up to the plate here. First pitch from McKenna Keeling. Low for ball one. McKenna starting her windup now here for the second pitch. Swing and hit. Fouled by Herrera to run the count now. One ball, one strike with one out. Pitch coming. Swing and a miss for strike two on Herrera. Good pitch by McKenna Killian right there.
McKenna's doing her job, Branson. She's throwing strikes, and that's in this weather and situation here, just throw strikes. That's all you need to do.
Good job.
Oh, what a good changeup.
Oh.
Beautiful.
I believe that impressed the umpire right there. It took him a second to call strike three, but good job by McKenna either way for the second out.
Number nine hit her up now, Dakota Smith. She singled her first time up. Lefty.
Outside for ball one.
I believe she batted right-handed her first time up. She's looking to slap hit right here.
Pitch coming. Swing. Fielded by McKenna Keelan with a throw to first for the third out. Good half inning right there by the Lady Mountaineers as they remain leaders. Leading the game 5-2 over North Henderson here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family. Kenny Tesco will have what they want up the bat right here with Melody Hanna, a solid hitter.
Yeah, you've got your meteor.
Bottom of the fourth.
You got your meteor lineup coming up right here right now. So right now is where we need to start rolling. Get some base runners on there and manufacture some runs right here.
I'm like you, Ken. I believe the weather, the temperatures drop, seem like 10 degrees.
And here we are, wet. We're wet and cold and shaking like a little puppy.
Game next Thursday against Robbinsville, Kenny, over at Western Carolina. Like I said, that's a big opportunity for these girls that, you know, this may be the last, you know, go around that they get. They won't get to play at the next level, but they're going to get to play at Western against, Robbinsville, the Black Knights and everything.
Well, it's a beautiful complex there, you know, their softball complex. So, you know, that's going to be fun for them to play over there. I think they're all excited. I know Coach is too. She said she was excited to play over there next week, so that'll be great.
Melody Hanna fouling off the first pitch here for a strike. Hanna stepping back into the box now, taking a look. Rowe getting a grip on the ball. Next pitch coming. High for ball one on Melody Hanna. Hanna stepping back in after taking some calls from Coach Page. Rowe starting to wind up in the dirt for ball two. Count now two balls and a strike on Melody Hanna.
You won't see Melo go after many bad pitches. She's got a good eye for the ball.
Stepping back in now. Coach Rowe. And with a pitch high for ball three. Count now three balls and a strike on Melody Hanna. Melo gets her pitch right here. Can now look for her to drive it.
It was a good pitch right there. It was a higher, but it was in the strike zone, so that's all right. She was
count now three balls and two strikes on Melody Hanna. That was one of those that teetered on strike zone or high.
Right.
That one's high for ball four. Melody Hanna will now be the runner on first.
That's what we need right now, base runners. Get those base runners on there and get a hit or two. Manufacture a couple of runs. Get a little insurance runs right there. 5-2 in this weather and this situation. We need a few more right here.
Faith Robinson up now for Tuscola. Next batter up, Melody Hanna. Long runner on first for Tuscola here in the bottom of the fourth with no outs. Faith stepping into the box now.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Mella go in the second pitching. First pitch, there she goes.
And Faith gets a punt.
Oh, got hit by the pitch.
Runners now on first and second for Tuscola. No outs. Up for Tuscola, Sarah Arrington. Sarah, she's one of those that she's used to seeing, playing travel ball, seeing those fast pitches, and now she's got to adjust her bat speed to a slower pitcher. So, and like we've seen her last couple bats, she's hit everything foul, Kenny. So, speed to a slower pitcher. So, and like we've seen her last couple bats, she's hit everything foul, Kenny. So,
she had a home run, I think, in a couple of games ago there. She hit one out.
And so she fouls off the first one.
She's capable, though, of hitting them out, Branson. I seen her last year. She hit a couple of them, in games that we broadcast last year. She gets one. She can hit it out of here.
Next pitch coming to Sarah Arrington in the dirt.
Hit by pitch.
So now bases are loaded again for Tuscola. And we have a pinch hitter right here for Tuscola. Coming in here for Harrington Carroll. Harrington Harrelson, excuse me.
Batting in for Jordan Kielsen.
Carrington stepping up to the plate here. Pitch coming. In the dirt for ball one. Carrington.
Bases loaded. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth.
Good chance for Carrington to get a hit right here, and she hits one. Hits it to right field.
It's going to be
right
trouble. That's short. That's short.
Short in. Ball will fall fair. One run will be in to make it now. Tuscola 6, North Henderson 2, as Melody Hanna scores.
That was one of those balls hit right there. Right fielder couldn't come in time to get it, but second baseman couldn't get back in time, and it's just right in between them. Base hit single for Carrington Harrelson.
It's a good job by Carrington. Hit ball was outside, hits it outside, over the opposite field. Picks her up an RBI right there in the process too, Kenny. Pitch coming now, Madison Brooks high for ball one. Rose, she's throwing good, Kenny. It's just, I think, the way she keeps rotating balls, she can't keep a good grip on the ball.
Yeah, you can tell by the way she's
taking a high ball, too, from Madison Brooks. Counting out two balls, no strikes.
Still no out.
No outs here. Bases loaded as Tuscola leads 6-2 of North Henderson. Madison laying off another high pitch. Count now three balls, no strikes. Tuscola working with bases loaded and no outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch coming to Madison. Lays off for ball four. She works down to first. Faith Robinson comes in now to make the score. 7-2.
Now here you've got a situation, nobody out, bases loaded, and you got one of the leading hitters on the team, Savannah Buchanan, up to bat.
And she had bases loaded last time she was up to bat too there. So she's probably wanting a little bit of redemption to get her a good solid shot right here.
She's singled and walked so far today, scored one of the runs.
Tuscola fans, if you've missed any of the Mountaineers basketball or spring sports action, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2017-2018 basketball season, and it's up to date with baseball and softball. Tuscola On Demand, check it out. Savannah Buchanan taking the first ball coming to her as a ball. Savannah heading the count now, one ball, no strikes. Next pitch is high outside for ball two. Savannah heading the count here, two balls, no strikes. Bases loaded, no outs for Tuscola. Bottom of the fourth inning here. Savannah, you know she's eager to get her a hit right here. High outside pitch for ball three. Run the count now, three balls, no strikes.
Everything Rose throwing is just high. It's
it looks like it's tailing on her, too, as she's throwing it. Pitch coming from Rose. High for ball four. Walk another runner in. Tuscola leading 8-2 over North Henderson still in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Ellie Harris
up now for Tuscola here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Ellie grounded out to the pitcher first time up. Hit into a fielder's choice her second time.
Takes high, ball one.
So she's putting the bat on the ball. Yeah, the last three batters, everything that Rose throwing is high.
It's been high and it's been tailing out. So I don't know if it's the way she's gripping. Another high ball right there to run the count. Two balls, no strikes. Harris awaiting the next pitch from Rowe from North Henderson. Pitch coming for a strike. Count now, two balls and a strike on Ellie Harris. Tuscola leading here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 8-2 over North Henderson still. Pitch coming from Rowe. Ellie Harris fouling it off. Count now, two balls, two strikes on Ellie Harris.
Just looking down there at the scoreboard on the boys' field down there, Branson. Baseball, it's 3-1. Looks like North Henderson is ahead. In the fifth inning, though, that ball game's moving along down there now.
Ball in the dirt, run the count now, three balls and two strikes on Ellie Harris. The boys are actually playing Asheville today.
I mean Asheville, yes, you're right, I'm sorry. But yeah, it's already fifth inning down there.
Pitch coming to Ellie Harris right here. Swing and hit, good drive to right field.
Hit.
Right fielder played it, it was playing shallow. One run is in. Ellie Harris legging it out to second. She's going to third. Two runs are in, three runs are in. Ellie Harris with a trip, stand-up triple here in the bottom of the fourth inning, scoring three runs. Tuscola now leads 11-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. Good hit, good piece of hitting right there by Ellie Harris. Right fielder was playing in and she burned
it. Yeah,
again.
She hit it just over her head.
Next up now for
right
Tuscola.
Over her head, as a matter of fact, but just deep enough to get by her.
McKenna Keeling up to bat now. Help her cause right here, Kenny, to get one more run and be up 10 here. Tuscola working with a runner on third right here with no
still
outs.
Still no outs, yeah. That's
McKenna Keeling, next pitch coming. Low inside for ball two. Ellie Harris got a good lead off of third. Back on the bag now.
McKenna's put the bat on the ball today. She hit a fielder's choice the first time up and flew out to the left fielder the second time. So
next pitch coming. So McKenna in the dirt for ball three. McKenna way ahead in the count here. Three balls and no strikes with no outs here. And a runner on third for Tuscola.
McKenna gets on here. You've got your leadoff hitter, Heather Carver, up.
Yeah, back to the top of the lineup. McKenna with a good hit. Infield right there. Shortstop misplays it. Ball down. Ellie Harris scores to make it now 12-2. And that helps McKenna Keeling with her calls right there.
Have to give McKenna a single on that right there. It sort of, the shortstop came over, third baseman there, and it sort of went in between them. I mean, it hit the ground. Nobody touched it.
Heather Carver up now for Tuscola with a runner on first and no outs. And wow. She killed that one.
Just still way out front of it, man. She jerked that one foul ball into Waynesville down there.
Yeah, you can't tell these girls. I mean, they've got their, you know, their stances and their swing down. You can't tell them to change their
changing. No, you can't. That's right.
And so they just have to adapt to this slower pitching that they're seeing. Count now, one ball, one strike. Runner runs to McKenna Keelan, still second. Ball went between the second and shortstop. McKenna gets the third now.
Here we getting starting our sprinkling rain again, Branson.
Heather Carver still ahead in the count. One ball, one strike.
This rain just didn't want to seem to blow out of here today.
Kenny, if we were ever call a game in warm weather and get to call it in shorts, I wouldn't know what to do.
We won't know how to act, will we?
I'll just be happy to be able to come to a game in shorts. As we start back now, Heather Carver stepping back in, waiting the next pitch. Pitch coming. Swings hit high pitch. Third baseman calling off the shortstop for the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Heather frustrated with herself right there. Swinging a bat in the dirt.
Just can't get anything on those pitches like that. I'm
just very frustrating.
Number nine, Beth Ann McCreary.
Have another pinch hitter here, Beth Ann McCreary, in for Melody Hanna. Kenny, Beth Ann's another one of those girls I had the privilege to coach, and she played second for me and pitched in the senior league. And I tell you what, she always has a smile on her face.
Ooh, that looked a little high right there, but
taking strike one right there, Beth Ann. I'm like you, that one was a little high. I think the umpire, he may have gotten wet from this rain, and he might be a little cold too. Next pitch coming to Beth Ann.
Oh, good swing right
good
there.
Good swing by Beth Ann. Hits it foul. Count now. No balls, two strikes. One out on Tuscola. Tuscola still has a runner on third with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch coming to Beth Ann now. Low for ball one. Count now, one ball, two strikes on Beth Ann. Beth Ann's a part of triplets, Kenny, and all three of those girls have smiles on their face anytime you see
them. She was smiling when she came up to the plate there a while ago.
Count now on Beth Ann, two balls, two strikes. Stepping back in the box, waiting the next pitch from Rowe, from North Anderson. Laid off.
Ooh.
Outside pitch. Runs the count now. Three balls, two strikes.
Good eye right there, but I don't know how she laid off of that one.
Your Lady Mountaineers still leading 12-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning against North Anderson 9th. Good swing right there by Beth Ann. Just missed for a strike to make two outs now. Next up for Tuscola will be another pinch hitter right here. Will be Gabby Rogers. Gabby's coming in to bat for Faith Robinson. Gabby's got to play in several games this year, Kenny, and she's had her a few hits. I think Ashley, she got her a couple of RBIs over there. Stepping into the box now. First pitch coming, low inside for ball one. Tuscola working with two outs and a runner on third here.
Nice to see her get. Oh,
good.
Just out, just foul down the third base line.
Good contact by Gabby, just foul, like you said. Count now 1-1, one ball and a strike on Gabby here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Rose starting her wind up here to Gabby Rogers. Swing, fouled off.
Fouled off the leg.
Got her right in the leg.
And I know that hurt.
The dead ball.
That was right off her shin.
For a strike. One of the tough strikes to get right there.
That never feels good, though.
Count now, one ball, two strikes on Gabby Rogers here in the bottom of the fourth. Taking a look at Rowe. Next pitch coming from Rowe. Low inside, ball two. Count now on Gabby Rogers, two balls and two strikes. Still have two outs with a runner on third for Tuscola here in the bottom of the fourth. Leading 12-2 over North Anderson. Rowe starting to wind up to Rogers. Gabby with a good hit. Fielded by the shortstop. Shortstop throws it in the dirt. Gabby Rogers will be safe at first. Run will score there. Now make it 13-2 Tuscola over North Henderson. Next up is Rebecca Fraser will be pinch hitting for Sarah Arrington here. Kenny.
She's getting them all in the lineup, I think. Now,
this is one of those games you like to get them in to let them get some experience and good at bats, some solid, get to play some defense and everything. Rebecca's another one of those. Kenny, I know I sound like a broken record, but she was my pitcher in the senior league, and you're talking about somebody that can bring it. Now, she can throw some fire.
Oh, hit by the pitch right off.
Getting hit by the pitch.
Yeah, I watched her pitch JVs there last year. You know, she does a good job pitching.
Rebecca taking a walk down to first now. Runners on first and second with two outs. Next up to bat, Carrington Harrelson.
Number five, Carrington Harrelson.
She singled her. Last time, first time, last time up.
She can get her one right here, big up. Good swinging pitch.
That's going to be a
second
Texas.
Baseman goes back, makes the play for the third out. Jumped on that first pitch right there, Kenny.
Yeah, she put the bat on it. That's
Tuscola fans, you're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio as your Lady Mountaineers are leading 13-2 over the North Henderson Lady Knights.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford. Proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola spring sports.
All right, Tuscola fans, we're back now here in the top of the fifth inning as Tuscola is leading 13-2 still over North. Great job. Did what she needed to do. And now Savannah going to come in and get her a little bit of pitching time too. Savannah, and that's good for Tuscola, Kenny, to have, you know, another pitcher that they can rely on.
Oh, yeah, this is really pretty neat, you know, to see these other girls in there. And
we got some girls playing now. We got Rebecca Fraser on first. Beth Ann Creary will be on second. Looks like Carrington Harrelson at short. Ellie Harris will be at third. Madison Brooks will be staying in left field. Looks like Gabby Rogers will be in right field.
Who's catching here now?
Oh, this is Carrington Harrelson catching.
Yeah, she's catching. Okay. I was going to say that's not Heather back there.
Move Heather Carver to shortstop.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought I said that looked like Heather out there at shortstop. So who's catching back here? Okay. Now we got him.
All right, we start now the top of the fifth inning here.
Savannah doesn't pitch a whole lot, but she throws hard, Branson.
She does. And it's been a few years since she has pitched. First pitch, North Henderson jumps on it to center field for the first hit here in the top of the fifth inning.
Mendoza, leadoff hitter for the Lady Knights, singled on the first pitch.
Like the first thing she saw. Next up is Jenna Buchanan.
She's shortstop. She's singled both times she's been up today, Branson.
Swung and missed for strike one.
Singled
right there
twice and scored once.
Next pitch, fouled off. Savannah way ahead in the count now. No balls and two strikes. North Henderson working with a runner on first and no outs here in the top of the fifth.
No, wait a minute. This is not Buchanan here. This is number four. Do you have a four down? I don't have a four.
High pitch by Savannah right there. Count now, one ball, two strikes here. Next pitch, low outside for ball two.
I've got one player here on their roster here that's, I don't have a number for it. Acosta, and it must be who this is right here, batting in the place of Jenna Buchanan.
Next pitch coming by Savannah, hit by throw to second for the one out to get the force to get the first out right there. Good play by Heather Carver. Again, for her to move from being squatted and catching, then moving to shortstop, make a play like that. That was
a beautiful play right there.
Utility player you like to have.
The ball was in the hole between third and short. She moved over, scooped it up. Beautiful throw to second, get the force out at second.
Next pitch, hit off the end of the bat. Savannah plays it to first base to Rebecca Frazier for the second out. And that's what you want, Kenny. You want these girls, you know, you want them to pitch, but you want them to get these outs and everything. And Tuscola's jumped now with two outs now here.
Well, Savannah's throwing the ball well.
Fourth hitter now in the lineup, Holly Hill up for North Henderson, taking first pitch high for ball one. Next pitch coming from Savannah. Hit.
Oh.
Base. Good play by Rebecca Frazier right there.
Beautiful
play. Knocked the ball
down,
picks it up, steps on first for the third out. Good play by.
That's a ball game.
Ball game right there. Good job by Tuscola.
13-2, the 10-run.
10-run rule was in effect right there. Good job by Tuscola. Tuscola fans, we're going to step away for a commercial and we'll be right back.
Bundy's Ribs and Barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it makes squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped quarter slice. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs. A belly busted dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a big buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Are you planning on moving? Gene Ferguson Moving Company is there for you. Whether you're moving across town or out of state, Gene Ferguson Moving Company will do a wonderful job handling all your moving needs. We pack, we load, and we move. Gene Ferguson Moving Company, 3257 Delwood Road, Waynesville, across the street from High Country. Call 926-1022 for free estimates.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, Tuscola sports fans, we're back now here. Tuscola wins today 13-2 over North Henderson. And today it's time for the Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort for a Mountaineer player goes to McKenna Keeling. Stop by Haywood Ace Hardware and see Steve and his friendly staff west of Lake Junaluska stoplight on Delaware Road for all your springtime needs. Ace Hardware, the helpful place. And McKenna, you got a chance to pitch today, and you made the best of it. Good job.
Thank you.
So when did you find out you was going to be pitching today?
Yesterday,
so that gave you a whole day to prepare and be prepared.
Yes,
to pitch. So I've been telling all the fans when we've been listening that the first year I coached, you was the first player I got to coach, and how you've grown up, and you always had a smile on your face, and here you are, a senior, and you're making me feel really old here. So, but congratulations for getting
this far,
and you've done a great job. What do you have to say about your defense today that backed you up?
They just played together and played as a team, and even though we changed out players, we all still played together.
That was a good job. And you know what? You helped yourself, too, hitting. You got you an RBI, and a good job.
Thank you.
Today's Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game is McKenna Keeling. Good job, McKenna.
Thank you.
And so Tuscola wins today 13-2. Good job by the Lady Mountaineers as they move ahead and, you know, win another conference game, big conference game. As we say, the conference games are a lot more important than the non-conference games. But you have to get these wins. And, you know, with North Buncombe staying undefeated, they've got to do what, you know, Tuscola has to help themselves by winning all the rest of the games that, you know, win out. So good job by Tuscola and Kenny. You know, we said they had to hit. You know, weather wasn't perfect today.
It's kind of a hectic day out here today. You know, and we appreciate everybody listening in to on the radio and on the stream live. And like I said, it's just a temperature. Somebody just said that it dropped 18 degrees there in just a few minutes a while ago, Branson.
I believe it because I can feel it. So it's gotten cold. Fans, we're going to step away for a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Time Out Markets and Eagle's Nest Grocery proudly support the Tuscola Mountaineers softball and baseball teams. Heading out to the game, make sure you stop by Eagle's Nest Grocery or Time Out Markets for all your pregame needs, from gas to snacks and drinks. They're located throughout the area. No matter where you live in Haywood County, there's a store near you. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 till 11, and Sunday, 7 until 11.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Welcome back, Tuscola sports fans, as we hopefully go home and get some dry clothes on, Kenny. This was
It'll take a little while warm up today. I think that cold's gone right through me. But we'll be back Monday, Branson.
We will, and Tuscola Baseball is brought to you in part by Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Robin G. Black CPA, Gene Ferguson Moving Company, Haywood Ace Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Taylor Ford, Eagles Nest Grocery, Hometown Hardware, and Fat Buddies. And Kenny, without these great sponsors, we can't do this.
Yeah, we want to thank them and the radio station, too, for being able to make this all possible, Branson.
You know, today's game, being on the radio, it benefits, you know, several people all around, Kenny. I mean, it not only benefits, you know, Waynesville, the people in Waynesville getting to listen to the Tuscola Lady Mountaineers, But, you know, it also it benefits Tuscola itself. You know, get our name out, you know, get the name out there for it. And, you know, another benefits is, you know, it helps the radio station. It helps them get, you know, the more listeners, and they can listen to these games. But more importantly, Kenny, it helps these girls. It helps these girls get their names out there, you know, that battle. These student-athletes, we...
And they, you know, I've said it before, they really enjoy it. You don't know the players, they appreciate how much they appreciate it. And, well, even our umpire turned around there a while ago and said, I like our broadcast, you know. So, you know, it's a good thing. And like I said, we appreciate the radio station WPTL and everybody there for making this possible. And they're really doing a good job for the kids and stuff and, you know, being able to they really appreciate it. They really do.
And we got to thank, you know, Terrell Evans and her dad, Bill Reck, for doing this, because, like we said, without them, you know, getting these games out and stuff, people would only know about it, you know, either via the internet or some, you know, calling them.
Right.
And sometimes people can't get here because of work or what it, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
This is a great way to get the girls, the school, and everything involved, and I appreciate them doing that.
Well, I just want the people in the community to know how much they are doing for the kids and everything. So we really do appreciate them. And then there again, now Monday we'll be at Franklin, right, Branson?
We will be at Franklin Monday, 7 o'clock first pitch.
Non-conference
game for the boys' baseball. Tuesday night we'll be playing. We'll be back here for Tuscola versus Pisgah softball, which is always the last game we had 8 innings. It was a big game, big non-conference game, more bragging rights
right,
than what you look at. And then Thursday night we will be at Western Carolina University for the Tuscola-Robbinsville game. And, you know, Robbinsville's got a pretty good team.
They've got a good program.
Their shortstop's committed to Virginia Tech. So they've got a really good, solid team. You know, we got to watch them down here when they had the scrimmage at the beginning of the game, or beginning of the year, excuse me, against Tuscola, Reynolds, and Smoky Mountain. And I tell you what, they've got some runners, they've got some hitters. And
should be an interesting ball game. Yeah, and like I said, anybody can come to watch it over there now. We'll be at the softball complex on Western Carolina University's campus. Really nice complex. So, it'll, you know, hopefully we'll get a good evening with the weather and everybody come out and watch it. If you can't be there, tune in. We'll be on the air.
We will be. And like we said, Tuscola sports is, as Tuscola wins tonight, 13-2 over North Henderson. And for myself and Kenny, we appreciate you listening tonight. And have a great Easter weekend. And tune in Monday night.
Branson, we'll see you Monday.